Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about a trip to the gas station and a message I received. If you are under 25, watch this video. Watch this video. Before we get to the message, I'm going to tell you a story about going to the gas station. It is about 3 a.m., and for me to get to something that is open at 3 a.m., it's a drive. But I go inside, and there is this old man. And by old man, I mean substantially older than me. And he is staring at me with, like, ice in his eyes. And I ignore it for a minute or two, but he just keeps staring at me. And I finally give him that look of, like, you know, what's going on? And he smiles, and he's like, "You look too young to have got those the way I got mine." I have no idea what this means. I have no clue what he is trying to tell me when he says this. Then I realize he's looking at my feet. I'm wearing a pair of Ho Chi Minh sandals. If you don't know what those are, they are sandals that were worn by Vietnamese troops, and a lot of Americans wound up with them. The ones the Americans had were, well, they were typically on their second owner. And I was like, no, I ordered mine. And he's like, "Ordered them." Big belly laugh, like heartfelt Santa Claus style belly laugh. He's like, "So they got McDonald's and we got Ho Chi Minh sandals. I think we got the better end of that deal." And it's at this point that his, I'm going to guess, granddaughter looks up at him with surprise. And she's like, "You had a pair of sandals like that?" And he's like, "More than a couple, actually." And I was really afraid that this conversation was about to take an incredibly dark turn when she looks at me and says, "Ho Chi Minh, would they have those at," and then names a department store, and I can't remember which one. The subtext being that she believed Ho Chi Minh was a fashion designer. The look of, I don't know, disappointment, embarrassment on this man's face was very real. They paid for their stuff and left. I paid for mine, left. As I'm walking outside, there is a guy. He is late teens, early 20s, has the hood of his car up. It is painfully obvious that he has no idea what he's looking at. He has the woman inside trying to crank the car. It is, the battery's dead, dead. And I ask him, I was like, "Did you notice anything before it, you know, stopped?" And he's like, "The headlights were acting weird." I'm like, "Okay, so your battery's dead. You probably need a new alternator as well." And he's like, "Okay, well, where can I get one?" I was like, "Well, where isn't really the issue. It's right there. The when is the problem, because it opens in like 4 hours. But, and I don't know, three and a half, a guy in a white truck's going to pull up and walk inside. If you go up and knock on the door, he'll probably let you in." And I ask him if he knows how to change the alternator if he needs to. And he says, "I can YouTube it." All right. So I go on about my day. Here's the message. Half your videos are about how the youth is going to save us and the country. and the other half are talking about how things really work, and they go against what the youth is saying. How can you expect them to help when by your own videos, they're getting it wrong? I mean, I disagree on the percentages. I think I have more content than that, but I get the point. I get the point. That guy, that old man, when he got his sandals, he was probably a teenager. He was probably a teenager. We use the youth in this country to fight our wars, both literal and metaphorical. Those for systemic change, for social change, if not led by, the heavy lifting is often done by the youth. And it's always been that way since the very, very beginning. You know, we have this image of the founding fathers, and they're viewed as all older because they have white hair. Those were wigs. Henry Knox, Henry Lee, Hamilton, Betsy Ross, Hale, Burr, Monroe, Trumbull, all of them under 30, most of them under 25. When the Declaration of Independence was signed, we had some people who are considered founding fathers who were teens. It's always been that way. We lean heavily on the youth when we expect there to be a big change. But they are young, and they don't always know how things work. It's true. When I make those videos, particularly those about foreign policy, when I'm talking about how it works, I'm talking about how it is. And normally, I say this is how it is, not how it has to be, not how it should be, but it's how it is. Because I'm of the firm opinion that if you want to fix something, you have to know what's broke. Just like that guy with his car. Once he knew what the problem was, I'll figure it out. That's most of them. They don't need leadership. They need, they might be able to use somebody to advise them on what's broke, what needs the most attention. They've got the rest. They always have. They'll figure it out. And I know somebody is going to say, well, it was different way back then. You know, those people you named, they had better educations or whatever. And that's debatable. But I think the most important part to remember about that is that that's not on the kids, that's on us. It was our job to make sure that they had the education to address the issues. It wasn't something that they just were supposed to pick up. But we don't fund education. We don't really value it the way we should. Yeah, there is a lot of idealism. There's a lot of stuff that could be considered them being naive. But they'll figure it out. They always have. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.